Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball tonight on 94.3 KNIA as well as KNIA 3. Warriors boys tonight defeat Indianola 74-64. We're joined now by Norwalk boys head coach Aaron Pelzer. Quite a contrast to the first time these two teams played before Christmas. I didn't see that one. 37-32 loss at Indianola tonight, 74-64 win. I thought you were going to get over 32 in the first quarter the way you started out.
Yeah, we started out making a lot of shots, which is something that I felt like we've been shooting a little bit better, and then tonight it kind of clicked for us a little bit, and the confidence started flowing. The big thing for me was I thought we did a better job than we have in the past of finding a way to score when the shots quit falling. And that was probably the difference in the game was our ability to do that.
They made two outstanding runs at you. You were up 23-7. They cut it down to 2. You got it back up to 13 in the third quarter. They cut it down to 1. But your guys responded every time to that adversity.
Yeah, I thought we did an awesome job with that tonight. And I just liked our energy. We had a lot of positive energy. We've been talking a lot about, like, we got to get tougher when things don't go well. And I thought we did respond to that tonight pretty well. And we started quarters really well, and then they finished quarters really well. And we found ourselves in those situations a couple of times and fought back and kind of extended that lead again.
And Grady Sigrist had the hot hand early. He hit 4 threes, I think all of them in the first quarter during that 23-7 start. That's as well, I think, as confident as his stroke has looked in a while.
Yeah, he played really well tonight. And it wasn't just the shots. He was as engaged on the defensive end as he's been in a while. I thought he rebounded well, he communicated well, and just had a lot of good positive leadership energy for us tonight.
And definitely a team effort, but you got to talk about Cameron Thomas there, especially in the third quarter. He had 4 points at halftime, and you guys made a point to just go to him time and time again at the start of the third quarter, and he really carried you there.
Yeah, we did a better job this time of kind of punishing them for some switches that we got them caught in. And credit to the guys, though, we kind of talked about how we wanted to do that in practice, and they went out and executed it tonight. So it was nice to see that, and Cam did carry us in that third quarter.
So you got a couple days off now, just one game. No, you got two games next week. You got Tuesday, Saturday. But the next one's a big one. Always a rivalry with Dallas Center Grimes. You go to their house on Tuesday night. They got you here. What do you got to do better this time around?
I think we just got to continue what we did tonight. I thought we took a lot of steps forward in terms of our offensive execution and making sure we were manufacturing good shots and not just relying on one-on-one stuff. And obviously we'll have to be locked in defensively. We'll have to figure out a way to guard Kaysen a little bit better. Obviously, they're really good, and Coach Rankin does an awesome job with them.
So a tough week last week with the two losses on the road. You're in the friendly confines of the NPEC this week. Two pretty good wins.
Yeah, it's nice to play at home. It feels like it's been a while. Like, I don't think we've had a Friday home game since December, so it kind of felt nice to be here, and it was obviously good to get a win.
That's Norwalk boys coach Aaron Pelzer. Thanks for the time. A good win. We'll see you Tuesday.
Yep, you too. Thanks, Mike.